And now a conversation about the role of women in the Democratic Party. Senator Hillary Clinton speaks tonight at the Democratic National Convention. Her historic campaign was a signal for many that women had finally made their way to the pinnacle of American politics. But as Senators Barack Obama and Joe Biden prepare to claim the Democratic nomination, the quest for a woman as a major party presidential nominee is still an elusive goal. So what are women to do? I'm joined by Atlanta Mayor Shirley Franklin, who is also one of the DNC's three co-chairs. Mayor Franklin, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, you preside over the convention this day, and Senator Clinton, as I've mentioned, is scheduled to speak. Republicans have already released a commercial playing up the fact that she was not selected as Barack Obama's running mate. And I was wondering if you thought Hillary Clinton's speech will dissipate any discontent among her supporters that Republicans are hoping to take advantage of.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. Hillary Clinton, as senator and as first lady and as a lawyer throughout her life, has been willing to speak up for men and women, and she symbolizes in this election cycle a very strong and successful woman. So I think she will speak for herself, and that is actually the best way. One of the things that we as women want is to be able to speak for ourselves. So if the Republicans are taking shots at the Democratic Party, Hillary will put all of that in perspective.
Mm-hmm. Are you concerned that some of her supporters seem to seriously be thinking about backing Senator McCain's Republican bid?
I would be surprised that those who have backed Senator Clinton would back Senator McCain, and largely because Senator Clinton is four square behind Barack Obama and the Democratic Party and has said so. I mean, all of us understand the challenges that women still face, certainly in national politics, but it is important that we turn this country around on any number of levels, and I think Hillary Clinton makes a strong argument for the Democratic platform, and I would hope her supporters would, as my mom used to say, not cut off their noses to spite their face.
Do you believe a woman will ever get that presidential nod on a major ticket?
No question about it. We've seen presidents of major countries. Hillary Clinton has knocked down the door. She's standing in the door, standing next to Senator Obama. I can't recall a woman in politics who's been more powerful in my lifetime of articulating the hopes and dreams of American women. So the fact that she's standing with Senator Obama and Senator Biden is an indication that women will not be ignored in the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Hillary Clinton's remarks about her candidacy representing 18 million cracks in the glass ceiling was an indication of the impact her campaign had during this election season. How does her campaign really help the next generation of female political leaders?
Well, Hillary, some say that the first is always the hardest. I'm not sure that it is always the hardest, but it's certainly hard enough. And her campaign will be remembered for decades as a campaign that where a woman was smart and tough, where a woman related to people across socioeconomic levels. She related to people from the highest incomes, the lowest incomes, women and men who have aspirations for America. She was very progressive and clear on health care and the needs of women to have the support both of government and their communities. So there will be many, many young women in America and in other countries who will see Hillary Clinton as an inspirational figure for many generations.
Mm-hmm. Well, today marks an important day in women's history. 88 years ago, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, and women gained the right to vote, although it would be many years for many women of color to exercise that right. In terms of minority women in political power, how does Barack Obama's campaign help?
Well, minority women are very much like other American women. We want to have honest, smart, caring leadership. And Barack Obama epitomizes that. He has struggled in his life. He lived with his grandparents. There are a lot of African-American children who live with their parents, grandparents and great-grandparents and aunts and uncles. He symbolizes what you can do with hard work, what you can do when you seek the best education, and what you can do when you just don't, you refuse to see a ceiling, when you are willing to take the risk, as he did in this candidacy, to lead at the highest levels. So he's struggled, he seized opportunity, and he's taken responsibility for his own life. I think it's really great that he's written his autobiography, so that if there are any questions about who he is, we are able to refer to his own words.
Mm-hmm. Well, some have suggested that there may be a role for you in an Obama administration. Would you consider it?
I'm going to be the biggest cheerleader you've ever seen from Georgia. I am so excited that I look forward to cheering President Obama on from Georgia. There are so many people across the country who will be called upon to serve, and I'm humbled by the suggestion that I might be among them.
But for now, Washington not in your eyesight.
I'm not in this for an appointment or recognition. I am mayor of Atlanta, and I'm very proud of that and glad that I am able to support Senator Obama and the Democratic Party. But I really am anxious to see young people step up. I'm 63 years old. I've got some more time on my clock, I hope. But in the meantime, I'd really like to support a younger generation to step up and lead. And I'm more than happy to take a backseat to them.
Shirley Franklin is the mayor of Atlanta and is one of the national co-chairs for the Democratic Convention in Denver. And she joined us from Denver. Mayor Franklin, thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl.